Okay, let's get into today's daf, Yevamos daf tes, Yerushalmi, and we started the second parak last time, parak ketzad eishes achiv. Remember the first couple of prakim, what we call yibum, and Yevamos sugyas, that's the first couple of prakim, the first three prakim for sure, unusual cases. The fourth parak has a lot to do about chalitza. The fifth parak has interesting issues. You have yibum and chalitza and get and bia, all different elements of that. Second half of the Masechta from Perek Yud, Ha'isha Shalach, that talks more about the issues of Eidus Isha. That's the 10th Perek, and that's the 11th Perek. The 12th Perek is all about Chalitza, Mitzvos Chalitza. 13th Perek is about Miyun, as we said. And then other issues of Agunos in the last couple of Prakim. So we are now started. We're still continuing the Sugyas of Yevamos. And today we're going to talk a lot about Ma'amar. What's one Ha'ara from yesterday's Daf? Yesterday the Gemara asked, isn't it a Svara that Eishes Achim Shlohaya Bolamo is going to be Mutter? Because you don't need a Pasuk of Yachdav to exclude. Because after all, what are you going to say? That the, every time that a woman, you know, a husband dies, then you have to be nervous that in a year from now, her father-in-law is going to have another baby and there's going to be a boy, right? So then that's, and the Torah says it's mutter, right? But so besides the, even the issue of Drachel Drachei Noam, which the Rishonim and the Vais bring up about, if it's not a Zika at the moment of the Nefila Lazika, it's not going to be in the future, but even the Torah says it's mutter. The Torah says it's mutter. The Torah says you have nothing to worry about. And the Torah did not say, as the Gemara said, Uben u'av ein lo, mashma, even if he has a father, and even if there could be another son born, it doesn't matter. So isn't that a svara of Eishes Achav Shlohaya Balamo? Is that going to be, mutter? So the Gemara says, oh, maybe it's talking about a case where she was pregnant. If she was pregnant, you might think that there, you might as well wait. You should wait. Right, just like if the Yavama herself is pregnant, you have to wait to see if she's going to have a child, and then it'll be Ben Yeshlo. So you might think to wait also in order to see if there's going to be a Chiv of Yibum. That's the Chiddush of the Torah. There's no Chiv of Yibum. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait because if the baby is born after the first brother dies, so then there is no issue. Okay, so let's now continue where we are up to, a couple lines up from the other bottom. Yavama Yavo Aleha. Getting back to the Psukim. So Yavama Yavo Aleha, the Yavama will have Bia with her. Zeha Bia. That's Bia. Lukacha lo li'isha. Zeha Ma'amar. And she will be taken to him for a wife. This is Ma'amar. So again, according to the Yerushalmi, it's going to be pretty clear here and other places as well that Ma'amar is a din d'araisa. It's clear from the Bavli that Ma'amar is a din d'rabanan, right? The Rambam holds that it's a din d'rabanan. The Rambam says in the second parak of Hilchas Yibum, parak sheni, midivrei sofrim, shalo yavo hayavam al yavimto achi akadish osa b'fnei shnei edim epruta. What's Ma'amar? It's like a kiddushin that is related to Yibum. So instead of just a Maisa Bia, Chazal said you have to do Kiddushin first. And if you don't do Kiddushin first, if you don't do Mama first, then there's Makas Mardus, right? There's an Isser Durabanan to just be Boa without doing a prior Kinyan. And it's patterned after Kiddushin, right? That's the Lumdus is, how much is this a pre Maisa? Is this connected to the second stage of Yibum, or is this more parallel to Kiddushin, by regular Kiddushin? As long as there are Machlokos, about what you compare it to. Can you do Maimur Balkarcha? If you compare it to Yibum, it can be done Balkarcha. If you compare it to Kiddushin, it cannot be done Balkarcha. Right? So that's, discussion in the, Mefarshim. Okay, but this is the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi seems to say Maimur is a Kenyan, but it is a Din D'araisa, but it's gonna be clear, it's not a Kenyan like Kiddushin fully. It's a Mixas Kenyan. It's a Mixas Kenyan. It's a partial Kenyan. It's a partial kinyan according to the Bavli Midrabanan. It's a partial kinyan according to Yerushalmi, Pashas Midaraisa. So again, back to the source. Yivama Yavol Azabia. Lukacha Lolisha Zemaimar. Yachol. You might think, Yehei, Kishem Shabia Gomeres Bo Kachye Maimar Gomer Bo. They're both mentioned in the Pasuk. You might think that Bia and Maimar both accomplish the same thing. They both accomplish the marriage of the Yavam and the Yavama. Tamalomar Viyibma. Another word, Viyibma. Eras, a kalapar shakul of the Yibum. So the Torah emphasizes again, Yibum, which is the Bia, Habia Gomeres Ba, Vena Maimar Gomer Ba. So it's only Maimar does partial, but doesn't do all. That is the Deya in the Brisa. So MK Maho Ba Maimar. Then what does Maimar accomplish then? Well, the Mainaf Gamina of Maimar, if he didn't fulfill the mitzvah yet, and it's a Dinda Arisa, So what exactly does it accomplish? Right? Ask the, so you might say it creates a context before he does the bia, but is there a status? So says the Gemara, is there an afkamina la halacha la osra la achin? Says the Gemara, yeah. Because if one brother does maimar, then this woman is usher to all the other brothers. It's the start of the Yibam process. Maimar is the beginning of the Yibam process, and therefore she's neeseres to all the other brothers. And we'll have to talk about whether if after Maimar, if he wants to go back, then he's gonna, it wouldn't, then he might have to have a get me drabanan. But this is la osra ala achin, that is the nafkamina. Again, he would have to continue to fulfill the mitzvah daraisa, right? If he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of yibum, unless he is in the parsha of lahakim shame, lahakim shame. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara of Shimon Omer. So the Tanakama here holds of the Brisa. Maimar is kone b'miksas. Shita number two. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says Maimar is all or nothing. Maimar kone. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Hamaimar o kone o ilo kone. Rabbi Shimon is mesupik about it, right? Whether it works or not. Matam to Rabbi Shimon. What's Rabbi Shimon's what's his source that he's mesupik? He doesn't know how to darshan the pasuk. Yivama yavo aleha zuabia. Ulakacha lo leisha zemaimar. Right, the havamina that the Gemara said before, Rabbi Shimon says maybe that's the maskana. You have two options. You have bia and maimer. Ukashem sha bia gomeres, but kacha maimer gomer ba. Is that how you understand it? And then maimer is kona lagamre. Oh, or do you darshan that the second half of the pasuk is really explaining the first half of the pasuk? Oh, yavama yavo aleha vaharihi lakuchalo. Right, lokalisha is explaining yama yavola. Yavama yavola. And once that bia takes place, then yukuchalo, they're married. They're married. Vahamamer lo toa bo klum. And the Maimar is not kone at all. It's not, doesn't accomplish. So that's the second day. So the first day of the Brisa is that the Tanakama holds Maimar is kone b'miksas. B'miksas. Certain halachic ramifications. Rabbi Shimon says, I'm not sure. Maimar is either kone totally or not kone at all. That's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Lazaman Arach Omer, Lazaman Arach, right? We know him from Pirkei Avos. Lazaman Arach Omer, HaMaimar kone kinyin gamur b'yavama. Maimar is kone kinyin gamur. Right? One sad. Of the limud of Rabbi Shimon, Maimer works. Matam derbalazer but arach. What's his source? Ulakacha lo leisha. Talking about Maimer, and that works for, to make him leisha. Harehi kikidusha isha, and that word leisha is kind of a little bit extra. So what do you need the word leisha for? It's comparable to kidusha isha. Ma kidusha isha konekin yigamur of Maimer konekin yigamur biyavama. So those are the 3 days in the. 3 days in the Brisa, whether Maimar, again, Pashtus, they're all Da'araisa. According to Yerushalmi, Maimar is Kona B'miksas, Maimar is Kona all or nothing, or Maimar is Kona all. Those are the 3 days that we have here in the Brisa. Says the Gemara, what is Maimar anyway? What, how do you do it? So, Ezehui Maimar B'yavama, what do you do? Haraya Mukudeshes li B'kesef u'B'shava Kesef. Sounds like a Kiddushin. Rashi in Yavamis adds in two words. The question is if he's for sure is saying this, Bedafka. Rashi, Yavamis Nunbeis. V'amarle hiskad shili b'mamar yibmin. You have to emphasize that it's not regular Kiddushin. Right? Similar question is discussed by Yiud. Yiud. Do you say harayat miyuedes li? That's also a type of Kiddushin. Hariyam Yuedesli, Hariyam Mukudeshesli. So also there's a Rashi that discusses that in Kiddushin. But this is Rashi. The Rambam doesn't mention that phrase of Mamar Yibmin. The Rambam just says, the Rambam that I read before, Umidivri Sofrim, Shlo Yavo Hayavim Ala Yivimto, Achi Kadish Osa Befreshnei Eidim. You have to be Makadisher in front of two, do Mimer in front of two, Bipruta, Obishava Pruta, Vizeonikra Mimer, Vena Mimer Konekin, Biyavama Kinyin Gomer, Kamoshi is Ba'er. And Maimer does not be kona kinyan gomer, like the Tanakama. V'ya'osa Maimer b'yavimto shalomi daita lo asa klum. And if you do Maimer shalomi das lo asa klum, she'ein ho'isha miskadeshes el lertzona. Brown compares it to Kiddushin, because the woman is only miskadeshes lertzona. V'ktana min ha'erisin nosim ba'maimer lo midas ha'viya. Fine. U'kishem shu makadesh es yavimto kachu mavarach berchas nisuin ba'asara v'kosif ksuba kedin kol nosi isha. You have a marriage. You have a maimar, you have a wedding. Vimbal yavimto v'losa ba'maimar. If he just skipped the whole wedding kiddushin and he just went straight to bia, kana kinyan gamar, it works. That's the beginning of the parakah. Bal yavimto. Ve'ein otzorach lachzer l'kadesh achar bi'ila u'maknas u'makas mardus v'kosif la ksuba. So as the maisa bia is the gomer, but the chazal instituted a lot before that. But these are 3 days. This is maimar as is mentioned here in the Gemara. Okay. Says the Gemara now, let's get back to what we saw in the Mishnah. What the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, again, the case of Eishes Achiv Shlohaya Balamo. You have two brothers, one of them dies, and then there's a third brother born after the first brother dies, and then the second one decided to do Yibum, right? The second one decided to do Yibum, and then the second one dies. That first one, if the third brother is born at a time when there's a Zika, so that's Eishes Achiv Shlohaya Balamo, and the second one is also Mishum Tzara. Fine. What happens if, it's that's the case if he did Yibum. Again, if brother number two did Yibum, and then the brother number two dies, so then all the women, the first woman that was happened to be the wife of Reuven and the wife of Shimon, Eishes Achiv Shlohaya Balamo, she's an Erva, and then the Saras Erva, they're all off the putter. What about Asa B'Maimar? What if the second brother, Shimon, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, Shimon did Maimar? So Maimar is only Kona B'Mixas, or maybe all or nothing. So then, if Maimar didn't work at all, so then, what's the case? And then Shimon dies. So then this woman was Eishes Reuven. It's Eishes Achiv Shlohaya Balamo and Pater. If Maimar is Kona totally, then maybe you'd say that it's Shimon's wife, right? So if it's Kona B'Mixas, then it's a little tricky whether it's Tzara. Is this a Tzara's Erva or is it not a Tzara's Erva? Right? Let's say nothing was done. Let's say nothing was done. Reuven died and then Levi was born and then Shimon dies. So then Shimon did nothing to Eishes Reuven. So then Shimon's other wife requires the Merchalisa from Levi. Because that's not Achos, that's not Tzara's Erva. They're from two different brothers. So the Gemara is going to explain the line of Maimar according to the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon. Remember the three Shitas in the Brisa. So we're going to explain it according to the Rabbanan and according to the Tanakama and according to Rabbi Shimon. So it says the Gemara, Bein Rabbanan, Bein Rabbi Shimon, Modi Bey, the halacha of the Mishnah, that if he did Maimar, also about Maimar Vames, if Shimon, the second brother, did Maimar and then he dies, so then the other woman, the Tzara, has to get chalitza done from Levi. And that's going to be according to everybody. So here we go. Bein Rabbanan, Bein Rabbi Shimon, Modi Bey, Ker Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, who say that Maimar is Kona B'Mixas. So let's say the woman, this Eishes Reuven, is, you know, half Shimon's wife and half not Shimon's wife. So, Tzad Shekona B'Maimar, the part of this woman that Maimar was Kona, again, it's not really half, but the Mixas status of Maimar, so Mixas, this Eishes Reuven is now Eishes Shimon, so connect to Asa B'Tzara. Then Shimon's co-wife, it's a Tzara's Erva, and then the Tzara would not require anything. But the Tzad Shelo Kona B'Maimar, but the Tzad, that Maimar is not Kona, then this Eishes Reuven is not Eishes Shimon, and therefore the Tzara connecto Heter B'Tzara. So then the connecto, there's a Heter, because they're not the same, they're not from the same husband. Lefichach, that's why, just in case. Maybe this woman is Pater totally, because she's a Tzara's Erva, or maybe not, and that's why Lefichach Choletzes Velo Mesiyah Bemes. That's why Chalitza is done. Again, it sounds like the word doesn't bring in anything about Daraisa, Darabanan. It sounds like it's all Daraisa. That's Rabbanan. Karebi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon. So let's think. Kana. Also, he's going to say why you do Chalitza. Why? Because Rabbi Shimon says it's all or nothing. So Kana Maimar, if Maimar worked, again, if Shimon did Maimar, now this woman was Eishes Reuven, now she's Eishes Shimon fully, so then Shtei Nasuros. Then when Shimon dies, this woman who he did Maimar with is fully his wife, and therefore she's Eishes Achiv Shlohaya Balamo from Reuven, and then the co-wife is a putter from anything. Lo Kana Maimar, and if Maimar was not Kona at all, then Harishona Asura, the first one is Asura because of Eishes Achiv Shlohaya Balamo, but she's Mutter, and the second one should be Mutter. So according to Rabbi Shimon, either the second one is Mutter, or the second one is Asur. So therefore, Misafik holds the Lomas Yamos. So that's why Misafik Yidu Chalitza. Manafik Mi Beneon. Okay, so Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan both could explain the Mishnah. But Lomai Nafgamin, is there a Nafgamina between them? Says the Gemara, sure. Baal Ashnia. Right, if he is Boel, if Levi, the third brother, does Yibam, or has Bia with the Tzara. Right, according to the Rabbanan, it's Asur. Rabbanan is definitely Tzara's Erva B'Mixas. So Tzara's Erva B'Mixas is partially Erva, therefore the kid's going to be Mamzerim. According to Rabbi Shimon, maybe it's all or nothing. So if it's nothing, so then this woman would be mutter. So al shniya al daitan derabanan bios erva. According to the babala shniya al daitan derabanan bios erva. According to Rabbanan, it's a bios erva and the kid is a mamzer. But according to Rabbi Shimon, the kid is a safik mamzer, which is mutter. As we said in the last year, safik mamzer is mutter. So that's a big nafkamina between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. I mean, according to the Rabbanan, it's for sure, right? Mimer is kona b'miksas. So this woman is tsaras erva b'miksas. So therefore, there's going to be mamzer. Well, there's no such thing as a half a mamzer. So there's going to be a status of a mamzer, and it's going to be that status is going to be vadai for the child. But according to Reb Shimon, it's a suffic mamzer, and therefore it's going to be mutter. Period. Says the Gemara. Mibnei she'asa b'maimar. What's mashma from the Mishnah? Right. Again, what happened? Reuven dies. Shimon does. Reuven dies. Levi is born. And Shimon does Maimar with Eshes Ruvain. Shimon does Maimar with Eshes Ruvain. Right? That's what the Mishnah said. Also about Maimar, if the second brother did Maimar, and then the second brother died, then the Tzara is Choletz, as we just explained. So the Gemara says, also about Maimar. Sounds like only if he did Maimar. Ha imlo also about Maimar. If Shimon had not done Maimar at all. Even not done Maimar at all. And therefore, this woman is not connected to Shimon at all. So then, Shimon's other wife is just coming purely from Shimon. So Miss Yabemes, it sounds like that woman could do Yibum with brother number three. Again, if Shimon did nothing, Reuven died, and then Shimon died. And now Levi can't do Yibum with Reuven's wife, because that's Eshes Achiv Shlo Hayibay Lamo, but with Shimon's wife, right? They're not co-wives. So Gemara says, really? They're not co-wives? Ha'im lo asa ba'mayra Miss Yabemes? We have a principle which we haven't mentioned yet. The ain lo zika, but isn't there zika? Beginning of the second parak, this is the sugya of yesh zika or ain zika. Yesh zika means that we compare the connection of the yavam and the yavavam to a marriage. And there are nafkaminas between, related to that. Again, we're not going to get into it too deeply now. But says the Gemara, even if Shimon didn't do Maimar, doesn't he have a zika? He for sure has a zika. So shouldn't we say his wife is already tsaras erva because of the zika? Right? Shimon is married to one woman and has a Zika with another woman. So if you say the principle of Yesh Zika, you should say it's Ke'ilu. There, he's married to the woman who he has a Zika with. So this is, should already be Tsaras Erva. Right? They're coming from two wives are coming from the same husband. Is that true? Shouldn't we say that? And therefore, we should say, how could you say Yibum would be allowed even if Maimer isn't done? Answer? Fascinating line. Amar Reb Chagai. Even if you say the principle of Yesh Zika, that's only if it eventually turns, as long as it's, you still have the possibility, or it turns into something deeper. If the Zika ultimately disappears, then there's no, and if it, meaning it never turns into a Bia or Chalitza, meaning the man dies, then you don't say Yesh Zika. Kaimte, I established it, I learned it, Kahu, Damar Rab Yaakov, Baracha, B'Shem Reb Elazar. Meaning, similar to this case, Shemeres Yavam Shemesa, a man's brother dies, so there's a woman that he's going to do Yibam to, but then she dies. She died before he got to do anything. Is he allowed to marry her mother? Is he allowed to marry her mother? Are you going to say, oh, that's mother-in-law? No! He can marry her mother, right? Mutter Be'ima. Well, what do you mean? What do you mean? There was a Zika, and therefore if Zika, the mother-in-law doesn't change if the man is married to a woman and then his wife dies. He still lost it to his mother-in-law. So Zika also. So, says the Gemara, Zika haiso loba, kiven shemesa bala zikasa. If the Zika doesn't turn into anything and it's removed, or it doesn't turn into Yibam Chalitza, it's removed, so then we say that it's ki'ilu, it was never there. So again, even Lamanda Amar Ye Zika is only if there's is still a possibility for it to turn into a future marriage. So Vahach also, see here too. Here too, what was the Gemara's question? The Gemara said, how could the Mishnah be mashba that only if Maimer was done, that's when he has to do Chalitza. But if Shimon hadn't done anything, then maybe Levi could even do Yibam to Shimon's wife. What do you mean? Isn't this Tsaras Erva also because of Yezika? Answer the Gemara, no. V'hacha, kim and shemeis, ba'la zikaso. Once Shimon dies, you don't say there was any relationship anymore. Kilu was a marriage, and therefore, that's why the Gemara says only if Maimer was done. But if Maimer wasn't done, then this is just a regular wife, right? The Eishes Ach Shel Hoy Balamo is just coming from Reuven. Shimon's other wife is just coming from Shimon. Therefore, Levi is allowed to do Yibam or Chalitza. Good. Next Mishnah. Shnei Achim Vameis Echad Mehen. Two brothers, one of them dies. Two brothers, one of them die. V'yim Hashenis Eishes Achiv. So this is different than the previous case, where the third brother was born before Yibum took place. Here, you have Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven dies, and Shimon does Yibum, and then Levi is born. Levi was born into a world where Shimon had a couple of wives. Right? Reuven had a couple of wives. He wasn't born into a situation where there was a Zika, right, when he was born to a brother that he didn't overlap with. That's Eshazach HaVashalei Ba'alamo. So what about this case? Machlokas, we'll see. Vameis. So again, then Shimon dies. Harishona Yotze Mishum Eshazach HaVashalei Ba'alamo, Vashniya Mishum Sarasa. The Tanakhama here says, this is exactly the same case as the first case, right? The woman who was married to Reuven, who is now married to Shimon, is also still called, even though Shimon has already been married and did Yibum to this woman, still, it's still called an Eshazach HaVashalei Ba'alamo to Levi, and therefore, when Shimon dies, nothing needs to be done. Also, but if Shimon had done Maimar, and then he died, so as we said before, Shnia Choles of Lomos Yabemis, the Tzara is like a Suffolk, as we said, according to, let's say, Bemiksas, according to the Tanakama, or Shimon is all, Rav Shimon is all or nothing, fine, Tzara Lomos Yabemis. Then, Rabbi, that's the Tanakama. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Miabim Leza Sheyirtzo, Choles Leza Sheyirtzo. Rabbi Shimon says no. Shimon says the third brother could do Yibam or Chalitza. Right, on the Tzara. Could do Yim Chalitz on the Tzara. Again, if what? That's the question. Which cases are Bishimin dealing with? The case right before the Maimar case or the previous case? Right, there's two lines in our Mishnah. What's the case? Again, two brothers, and one of them dies, and the second one does Yibum. Is that what Rabbi Shimon is arguing on? Rabbi Shimon is holding, that's not a case of Eshadach HaShalai Balamo. If Levi is born into that situation where Shimon was already married, he can do whatever he wants. That's not Eshazachim. Is that what Rav Shimon arguing on? That's the lesser of a Chiddush, or even in the second case. So that's the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, HaMaimar. So the Gemara's question is, if Rabbi Shimon is going on the case right before what he said about Maimar, that's a big problem. Why would he be allow Bia? He would allow Yibum to Shimon's other wife? Rabbi Shimon Omer, HaMaimar Okone Lokane. Remember, Rabbi Shimon, he's the one that said, Maimar is all or nothing. Vata Merhachin, then how would you be able to allow, in this case, again, what's this case? The second case of the Mishnah. What's the case where Shimon did Maimar? Shimon did Maimar to Eshes Ruvain. And then Levi was born. So Rabbi Shimon would allow Levi in that case to do Yibum? One second. Umiyabin Labailas HaMaimar. Right, you're gonna do Yibum to the Ba'alas Hama'amar, but one second, how could that be? V'chash Lomar, right? Let's say a Levi is gonna be allowed. These are all, let's say, according to this Havamina that we're gonna reject, right? That Rav Shimon is saying that Levi could do Yibum or Chalitza because these women are considered wives of Shimon. And he was born when Shimon was alive. But one second. We have the Ba'alas HaMamar. If he does Yibam to the Ba'alas HaMamar, but one second, V'chash Lomar, maybe we should be concerned. Shema Lokana Maimar. Maybe Maimar is not Kona at all. The Nipsa Mishchaim Alei Mishum Eshizachav Shalei Ba'alamo. If Maimar is not Kona, then this woman was just Reuven's wife, not Shimon's wife. And Levi is doing Biha Yibam with her? That can't be. So what's the other option? Yibam or Chalitza, the Chalitza and the Ba'alas HaMamar. So we're going to allow Rabbi Shimon is saying that he could do Chalitza to this woman. But one second, Chalitza to this woman, the Chash Lomar Shema, Lo, add in a Lo. Lo Kana Maimar, maybe again, maybe Maimar is not Kona. And therefore what? You're doing Chalitza with this woman, Venimsi is a Shnia Zekugalo. But the Tzara, then, is not Niftar with this Chalitza. Right? Because this woman is Eshaz Akar Shalai Balamo, so your Chalitza is meaningless, never married to Shimon, and you have to do Chalitza or Yibam to Shimon, to Shimon's real wife, the Tzara. So it can't be. So the Gemara says, you're right. Havi my Dama, Rabbi Shimon al-Reshe. Rabbi Shimon is only referring to the first case in this Mishnah. Right? What's the case in the Mishnah? He was born into a world where Shimon, his brother, already did Yibam to Reuven's wife. That's where Rabbi Shimon says, Mutter, that's not a case of Eshes Achiv, Shlohaya Ba'olamo. Fine. So the Gemara says now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Moder Rabbi Shimon Barishona. Rabbi Shimon would agree, though, in the first case of the first case of our Perek, meaning Rabbi Shimon only says if he was born after Yibum, but if he was born before, right, Rabbi Shimon agrees. If he was born, let's say before Shimon did anything, and then Shimon did Yibum, then he agrees in that. Rabbi Shimon would agree in that case that he's not allowed to do Yibum or Chalitza. Ashkaf Tani Yodi ibn Machlokas. But there's a Brisa that says, no, that's also a Machlokas. He would also say that there is no Eishes Achash Lei Balamo. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon makes a chilek. Rabbi Shimon says that if he's born after his brother, after Shimon did Yibum, then that's not Eishes Achash Lei Balamo. And he could, after Shimon dies, he could do whatever he wants. But in the first case where he was born before Yibum, what's the difference? Ma bein Rishon, ma bein Shniya. What's the difference between those two? So the Gemara says, there's a big difference. Rishon Abba Matza Be'isser. In the first case of the Perek, when Levi's born, he's born into a world where there's a woman that's waiting for Yibum Rechalitza from his dead brother that he never overlapped with. That's an Erva. That's Eishes Achash Lo Hayah Ba'alamo. Vashniya Bo Matza Be'heter. But the second case that Rav Shimon, right, meaning the Reisha of the most recent Mishnah that we just had on Amud Aleph, there, he was born after his brother Shimon already did Yibum to Reuven's wife. So from his perspective, everything's mutter. From his perspective, Shimon has two wives, wonderful. Nothing to do with Reuven. Reuven's the Eishes Achav. Reuven is swallowed up and disappears. So the Gemara says, really? Could you say, the Gemara is about to ask, going to with Rav Chaim Kanievsky's shot of ex-Gemara, the Gemara is going to ask three or four questions, the same question, basically saying, do you say that when, what exactly does it mean that Matzah Beheter, he was born into a world of Heter? What about this case? Rabbi Yochanan Boy, again, we know what the answer is going to be, but let's read it, the Gemara. Eishes Aviv Sheh Matzah Lefnei Echem Anashuk. A man was born, and when he was born, his father had a previous wife, but now that woman is married to somebody else. So when he's born, it's not his father's wife. So you're going to tell me, because when he was born at that moment, this wasn't his father's wife, that woman is mutter to him eventually, right? If she would eventually get divorced. Ma'amara bar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, heter beheter mutaris. You can say that's mutter? So the Gemara answers no. I think Rabbi gives the same answer four times. Lo amar Rabbi Shimon ela de'achim in av. No, only in the specific Yibum situation, meaning, there was an Isser of Eishes Ach that was matured by Yibum, and therefore a different brother took this woman. That's what disappears. A new Eishes Ach, again, that's how I'm formulating it, and the Mepharshim say this, a new Eishes Ach could subsume and make the previous Eishes Ach disappear. But no other Isser, if you have an Isser of Eishes Av, so that's days. That's days, even if the woman is married and it doesn't exist practically, actually, when he's born. Similarly, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acham, Rabbi Shimon and Lakish. Boy, Eishes Achiv Me'imo. Right, if you have a maternal brother's wife, Shematzlof Ne'achem Nashuk. But when a boy is born, his maternal brother's wife is married to somebody else. Ma'amar Bar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shematzlof Beheter Mutaris. That's going to be mutter. No, there's no mitzvah of Yibam there by a maternal brother. So again, La'amar Rabbi Shimon Elade Achim Yav. No, it's only when an Eishes Ach is swallowed up by a new Eishes Ach. That's when it disappears, because the mitzvah of Yibum. But not by any other Isurim. Or a third one. Rabbi Yudin Boy, Tsaras Achos Imo, Shematzah Lefnei Echem Anashuk. If you have a co-wife of an aunt, a co-wife of a mother's sister, work it out, you draw the picture of, you know, a man is married there are two brothers, but one of them is able to marry his mother's aunt, and then there's a tsara. You work it out again, another erva. And what if that erva is married to somebody else when he's born? So again, the Gemara doesn't give the answer here, but it's the same answer. And finally, Rabbi Avin Boyan, Grusha Shinasas Amana, a woman's a Grusha, and then she marries somebody, a Yisrael, and then that husband dies. So now she's an Amana. So do you say the Amana swallows up Grusha and a Kohen can marry this woman? Because let's say a Kohen is born after she already became an Amana. No, she's a Grusha, right? So you don't say it disappears. So again, all four cases that are brought are trying to understand what does Rabbi Shimon mean by Matzasa Beheter? The answer is because at the moment that he's born, the previous Isser doesn't exist. But all the other cases, it does exist. There's no, we don't make it disappear. Okay. So now let's get back to what we were talking about earlier on the bottom of Amud Aleph. The bottom of Amud Aleph had said that Rabbi Shimon, who it says again, Rabbi Shimon, who's on the bottom, the Testament Aleph on the bottom. We have two cases in the Mishnah. One case in the Mishnah is where Yibam is done and then the third brother is born, or Mimer is done and then the third brother is born. So we said that Rabbi Shimon, who allows Yibam or Chalitza to the Tzara, is only talking about the first case, not about the second case. So we're just going to ask one more, meaning the second case, he agrees with the Tanakhama. He agrees that you do choleses v'lomas yabemes. He does not allow Yibam to the Tzara in that case. It's choleses v'lomas yabemes. So the Gemara now just asks a detail on that. Says the Gemara, and we might not be able to finish this today, so we'll see. At Amar Mata Amar Rabbi Shimon al Rosha, we said Rabbi Shimon is only going on the Reisha. Rabbi Shimon, when he says you can do Yibra Chalitza with Shimon's wife, right? You can do Yibra Chalitza. That's only if Shimon had done Yibam. But if Shimon only had done Maimar, you can't. Why? Because if you've done Maimar, then that Sarah has to have, the Sarah requires Chalitza. What about Mamar Reb Shimon, but Bailos HaMamar? What about the Maimar woman herself? The Maimar, does she require Chalitza? The Maimar woman? Does she require Chalitza? Meaning the original Eshes Ruvain that now is Mixas, maybe all or nothing, Eshes Shimon. Right? So in that case, and remember, Reb Shimon says, if Maimar is full, right, if he's born after Yibum, so then it's Ke'ilu is just Shimon's wife, Matzah Beheter. So if Maimar is full, then it's also like Matzah Beheter. He'd have to do Chalitza. That's the question. What would Rabbi Shimon say about what has to be done to the woman who was Eishas Ruvain and now is Eishas Shimon? Does the Levi have to do anything with that woman? And could Levi marry the Tzara? Right, is Chalitza Bedafka? So Nishminim and Adon, the Brisa says Befeir. So what do we have left today? We have a Brisa and just explaining the two lines of the Brisa. The Brisa says, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Biyasa v'chalitza shalachas me'en potera sarasa. Rabbi Shimon says, Bia or Chalitza of achas me'en here means of the Tzara. Meaning, he could do Yibum with the original wife of Shimon, potera sarasa. V'im chalatz, but if he did Chalitza with her, if he did chalitza to the Bailas HaMaimar, right, his Shimon had done Maimar, and now Levi does chalitza to her, afashniya tzricha chalitza. The other woman, the Sara, would need chalitza as well. It's not enough. Doesn't pater her. So let's talk about these two lines. We already proved, though, the answer. What was our question? What was the double question that we were asking? What happens to the Bailas HaMaimar? The Bailas HaMaimar, can he do, what's the halacha? Does she need chalitza? And the answer is going to be yes. And what about, can you do yibum to the tzara? The answer is yes. So let's talk about each of those. At Omar, the first line that we just said in this brisa, biyaso chalitza shalachas v'en potera sarasa, yibum or chalitza of the tzara. Again, the tzara is Shimon's original wife. And then he did yibum to Reuven's wife, and then he dies. So Levi could do yibum or chalitza to the tzara, and that automatically paters the original wife. So manafshach, why? Kana mamar, if Maimar had been Kona, the Maimar that Shimon did, if Maimar had been Kona, and therefore, Shimon is fully married to these two women, so Shtei Nashev, they're both his wives. Rabbi Shimon says that this baby brother, Levi, who's born after Maimar, after Yibum, is not Eishdach HaShloi Balam, also Niftara, but Chalitza's Chaverta. So once Chalitza is done, one, so the other one is totally pottered. Lo kana mamar, but if the mamar wasn't kona, then ein harishon, so then what? So then this woman is coming from Reuven, who is an eishes zachav shloi ba'olamo, and therefore ein harishon tzricha chalitza. The first one doesn't need chalitza. So miman of shach, he could do yibmer chalitza to the, Shimon's wife, again, if the, Maimar was full, so then fine, he's doing yibmer chalitza to one of the wives. And if the Maimar did nothing, then he's doing Yibmer Chalitza to the only one that he has to do something with, because the first one is Eishes Achiv Shalohai Balama. And the second line, Vim Chalas the Baila Samamar, if he did Chalitza to the Baila Samamar, if he did Chalitza, again, Shimon did Maimar, and now Levi did Chalitza to her, then Afashniya Tzricha Chalitza. But then he would still have to do Chalitza to Shimon's other wife. Why? Shema lo kana mamar. Because if Maimar wasn't Kone, so then this woman that he did Chalitza to was not connected to him. It's Eishes Achiv Shalohai Balama. So then, below Naga Bachalitza, then you'd have to do something, Yibmer Chalitza, or the Mishnah says Chalitza, to Shimon's wife. The Yibam, what, could he do Yibam? No, because Shema Kana Mamar, if Maimar would be Kona, and then he did Chalitza already to the Balas HaMamar, then this is Saras Chalutza, you can't do something to more than one of the wives. But if there's Chalitza's Chaverta. So this is how Rabbi Shimon, we understand that line. Again, we just got a halt cup in terms of what the Gemara is trying to do, but you go over it a few times, and it becomes clear. Okay, we'll stop here.